It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
University of Michigan Coward, excuse me, President Santa Ono announced the university was scrapping its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, and that also means the closing of its DEI office. Ono and several other U of M officials said in their joint statement how the decision wasn't made lightly, but it was made due to some students claiming they felt ignored or not included in DEI programs. No. The real reason school officials eliminated DEI is because of the Dear Colleagues letter sent to all higher education institutions across the country a couple of months ago by the Elon and Trump regime's Department of Education Office for Civil Rights, where it threatened to withhold federal funds for universities if they kept their DEI programs. And what that letter really illustrated was how, for all of MAGA Republicans' battle cry for free speech and getting government out of our lives, it was nothing but a front for what they've always wanted, limiting the speech of those they despise and also utilizing government control over our education system. Higher education is supposed to be the place for open thought and discussion, and also where people of different backgrounds live, learn, and work together in order to develop a more understanding and enlightened population. But not under the Elon and Trump regime. They view education as an enemy of the country, and since the corporate tech bro authoritarians backing this regime believe that democracy and freedom are incompatible, they hope just by threatening to starve universities of millions in federal grants would force universities to cower to them. And, sadly, that appears to be working. Columbia University bended its knee this week, giving in to Elon and Trump's demands by banning face masks during student protests and hiring some official to oversee the Department of Middle Eastern, South Asian, and African Studies and the Center for Palestine Studies. And now the University of Michigan followed suit and fears that they'd lose out on millions in funding. And you see, it's part of this authoritarian playbook, as Dr. Julian Vasquez-Heilig, education scholar at Western Michigan, explained on Left of Lansing here recently.
What are the sort of requirements that when folks want to, or politicians, I should say, want to control universities, how did they exert that control? And so one of the things you see is Russia and China and Hungary, even Viktor Orban, they use different leverage, especially financial leverage, to limit academic freedom, to limit the funding flows. This is a playbook. Now, other parts of the playbook, if you look at the research by political science, it's control of the media, control of curriculum. And so there is literally an autocratic playbook that political scientists and others have identified, and we are right at the beginning of that playbook.
It's about controlling what is taught at these institutions, which is no different than what former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet did. By ending DEI programs, U of M voluntarily erected more roadblocks for marginalized people to obtain a degree. And just earlier in the week, U of M ended its Lead Scholars program, a merit-based scholarship where students were required to have a 3.5 GPA in high school and also provide letters of recommendation. But now that program is gone, as are all DEI programs at U of M. And that's hurting and excluding marginalized students. And that's exactly what the white Christian nationalist corporate authoritarians wanted. It's their war against multiculturalism and free speech. And it's part of their overall playbook of not only controlling education, but keeping the working class apart just enough from coming together to fight against this anti-freedom authoritarian regime. A regime featuring incompetent failures like Pete Hegseth, RFK Jr., Linda McMahon, and J.D. Vance, proving why they so badly wanted to get rid of DEI. Now is the time where we need all of our leaders to stand up to authoritarianism, but when it mattered most, the University of Michigan failed at being the leaders and the best. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram, and on the YouTube. Subscribe and like the show on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast, and give it a 5-star review. This is just the beginning, so remember, take the battle to them.